Excision number 10413, reel 21.
Mr. George Self, reel 21. You were telling me about how you'd had some difficulty getting some back wages, and the Royal Hospital had been paying you an extra sum. Could you tell me what the point of that was? What happened?
Well, as I say, the Royal Chelsea Hospital, the Royal Chelsea Hospital, when I was awarded my pension, I received 7 shillings a week off them. That's like a shilling a day for being awarded the DCM and holding the rank of sergeant. And as I say, for about 2 years, nobody could tell me about this £34 that had gone missing. And eventually I was told that the Chelsea Hospital had claimed this £34. Why, I don't know, and I was never told the reason why. But apparently they had a claim on my pension for some unknown reason. I've been to the Royal Hospital quite a few times and tried to get into the inroads and that, but I was never given a satisfactory answer.
What work were you doing after the colliery?
I became a conveyor maintenance man. And that was the highest grade of the dental worker. And odd times, if somebody was missing off one of the teams, the piece workers' teams, they would ask me to take his place. But they would never allow me to go on the team as a full-time. So I lost a lot of money over the years that I worked in the pit.
Is that where you worked until retirement?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about the way you'd been treated generally after the war? Did you feel that you'd been treated fairly, or...?
Well, there was nothing really I could do about it. The only thing was change my job and hope that they wouldn't find out. But in those days, you carried a green card about with you. Although I never went and got a green card, but everybody in the locality knew. So I would have to go out of the locality before I could ever get a job where they didn't know I was disabled.
Were you happy with the
and
pay?
And then the point is that I probably would have lost the pension. And as I say, I gave it a lot of thought. And it is now that you need your pension. It's all right while you're young. It doesn't affect you very much. But as you get older and older, and you get the aches and pains from your wounds, it would be harder to get a pension than it was then.
So it's perhaps not worked out too badly now.
Well, in the long run, I would say depends on the span of life you have. You know, I'll probably get back what I've lost if you have a long span of life.
So you're living in DLI cottages. Could you explain how that came about? Because that's the regiment, they have two cottages.
Well, I joined the association there after the war and became a branch member. Now, a lot of members of the DLI are life members of the association, but they don't attend branch meetings. And I went to the branch meeting, and the man that lived in this house was a car park attendant. He only had one arm. He was a car park attendant. Well known, and he died. And so we were told at the branch meeting that this house was available. And I asked Alice if she would like to live in Durham. And she said yes. So I said, well, I can get a house. Mind, I didn't know the conditions then. I might be able to get a house in Durham. And so I went down the waterside and inquired. And at that particular time, I don't know what the rules are now, but at that particular time, you either had to be wounded on active service or suffered a severe injury in peacetime while serving with the Durham Light Infantry. And I came under this category, and I applied for it. And I came out. It was mine if I wanted it. So I came looking for a cottage, because I call them the DLI cottages. Well, they're no more a cottage. But I was looking in this area for a cottage before I found the cabin. And I brought the wife and had a look round, and it wasn't like it is today. It had never been modernised. That room there was a kitchen come bathroom. And I was rather surprised that Alice said yes. And anyhow, we came here, and we've been here 3 or 4 years, I think.
When, sorry, carry on.
When Major General Ricketts come to see the waterside, and while he'd been there, he'd remarked to Colonel Humphreys, he knew about the DLI cottages, but he'd never seen them, and he would like to come and see them. And so he came, and had a bit talk to me, and then he talked to Alice about how she liked living here, and Alice gave him all the faults of the house, no hot water, and toilet outside across the road, and he said, when I go back to London, I'll see about this, and we'll have it modernised. Wish they did.
And who paid for that then? Was that after the DLI had disbanded?
No, before the DLI disbanded. No, it would be after, because it's 20 years since the DLI disbanded altogether.
So which fund was actually paying for it?
Well, members of the DLI during service, before it was disbanded, used to pay into the fund. Where their income comes from now, I don't know.
So they modernised it?
So they modernised it, and we've lived happily ever since.
What are the conditions of living here? You mentioned, besides getting in, what it's rent-free, is it? Oh.
It's rent-free, rate-free. The DLI look after the outside, repair the outside. Hey, come here. And you're responsible for the inside. And I've lived here 20 years now.
You're quite happy then with the way the DLI have treated you?
Oh, yes. I couldn't thank them enough. Couldn't thank them enough.
Right, well, thank you very much.